Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So when you look at our study for this week, in our scripture spotlights, a VOP lesson, we are going through lesson number 17, solving the mystery of death. Now, death is something that has always troubled a lot of people over the years, something that has always been challenging to really grasp and understand. And so this lesson, its purpose, serving to help us remove the veil over this clouded, challenging topic, helping us understand what death is all about, what immortality is all about. And by helping us understand the nitty-gritties of this lesson, perhaps we can uncover the whole mystery of what death is all about. And so in this conversation, we're going to be led by our brother Ronald Mpo, who's going to be talking to us regarding what death is all about, what immortality is all about. And after all is said and done, perhaps you and I are better aware and knowledgeable as to make the right decision for Jehovah. So do join us as we study together. Talk to us, +27 73 470 3520. That's a line where you can get in touch with us on. Or if you're joining us on the YouTube Live, just drop us a comment in the chat box right there. Good morning to you, my good sir, and thank you so much for joining us as we study God's Word in this fashion.
Good morning, sir. I hope you're well.
No,
and good morning to all.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for availing yourself to go through this conversation with us. We want to really appreciate you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. And I hope that the Lord will bless us as we'll be studying together.
Certainly, certainly. Now, we are looking at this complicated topic, solving the mystery of death. Maybe I'm going to give you an opportunity to just quickly highlight what this lesson is all about and what we're expecting to cover.
Well, as we introduce the lesson, I want us to maybe let me introduce it with this story. Mm-hmm. When you look at different traditions and you look at the country of Egypt, for example, mm-hmm. They practice something called mummification.
Okay.
And in this process, they basically take a dead body and they preserve it and they put it in a coffin of some sort. And they preserve it and put it away. As they put it away, they put it away with all these other treasures and these presents and these gifts that they give to the person. And they believe that they will be able to use this as they travel across the Nile into what they call the Osiris, mm-hmm. into the afterlife. And when they get there, that is when they'll be able to use all these things. Mm. So is there really life after death?
Yeah.
That is the question that we are trying to unpack with this lesson, to say, what happens after we die? Do we live continuously? That is what they believed. And we just want to discover if it is actually true that we can be able to live continually or immortally.
Yeah. And I think quite an interesting approach, because the very notion boggles the mind, does it not? To say we're talking about death, the cessation of life, but at the same time, people are saying, but surely we can be alive after we have ceased to be alive. It just that approach is already a problem in itself. And you mentioned this word, are we immortal? When we look at the Word of God, it talks about immortality. And we try and understand who possesses immortality. Does everyone have immortality? Is it only one person? Are there a certain elite group? Or is it immortality something you gain after a while? Talk to us about who is the one who possesses immortality.
Yes, it's very interesting. The Bible also mentions immortality. Mm-hmm. There are several passages in the Scriptures that mentioned the word itself, immortality, or the word immortal. And throughout the Bible references, there's this one that I want to pick out.
Okay.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "Now the King, eternal, immortal, invincible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever." Mm. So the Bible ascribes to God as him being immortal.
Okay.
It shares this. And there are several other passages, like I said, there are five more verses that talks about immortality in the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you go just two verses before this verse that we just read, the Bible there says, speaking about God, it says, which in his time he shall show who is blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of hosts, who only hath immortality. I may pause there. The Bible says only God has immortality, and he alone possesses that gift.
Okay.
So that is what we see and that we learn from the Bible.
So only God possesses immortality.
Yes, that is what the scripture is saying to us, that only God is the one who possesses immortality.
But we were made to believe, I don't know, where does this then come from, that man has an immortal soul, where a mortal container of flesh covering an immortal soul. Isn't that the case? Doesn't the Bible teach this?
The Bible does, to some extent, teach that there will be a time when we, all of us, will be gaining immortality.
Okay.
But that is in a distant future. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, all the way to 55, the Bible there explains that there will come a time when Christ will be coming. And as Christ comes, he will death will be swallowed in victory. And then he will give this mortal body that we now possess, he will give it immortality. Then we shall live eternally. If at all we were those who were counted as those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Immortality is only a promise that we'll be receiving in the future for those who have accepted Christ as their own personal Savior.
Quite fascinating, because when you mention that passage, it's bringing a sense of, it's not the soul that will receive immortality, but we in totality as people, our bodies will be the ones that receive immortality. So this idea of the immortal soul, you're saying then it's not supported from Scripture?
I like the aspect that you are bringing, because it calls for us then to question what really happened when man was formed and what will happen, what happens when man dies.
Okay.
If you go to the book of Genesis chapter 2 from verse 7, it there explains to us that for a human being to be alive, or for man to be formed, there was the dust of the earth, and there was God breathed into this dust the breath of life.
Okay.
And these two combine, they form a living soul. Similarly to when you use electricity, when you come into a room, you don't say the bulb is lit until you turn on the light. And then there is an electric current that goes through the bulb, and then you have a lit bulb. That's the same concept. The dust of the earth and the breath of life, they combine to form a living soul. But when you have a separation of these, then you have death. That's why we say humanity is not living immortal, because when the dust returns to the soil and when the breath returns to the giver, there is no more a living soul. A living soul is only a combination of these.
Of these two things.
It can only exist as this. Yes. If you read in Psalms chapter 146, verse 4, it says, the day a man dies, it says, his breath goeth forth, he returns to the earth in the day that, in that very day, his thoughts perish. So the breath goes back to God, and the dust that we are made of returns to the earth. And that very day, we die.
Fascinating. So you're saying this thing that happened in Genesis chapter 2, for what happens in 7 to be the result, the combination of dust and the breath, is what then happens at death. These two separate. Because I think this idea of the separation of breath and or the spirit and the body is something that has always been, but somehow we've been made to believe that that which goes to God is the soul. That's what goes to God. So we think, oh, no, when we die, we then go to God. This body is useless. It will just perish. So you're saying, it's not the soul that goes to God. It's actually just the breath which he had given in the beginning.
Yes. That's actually the case. I know it's something that commonly is being taught, and that's how we were raised. I mean, that's what we were taught. And people were taught, no, the soul goes back to God. But actually the Bible teaches the opposite. The Bible actually teaches that you and I, as we are here today, as we are discussing, we are the soul that we talk of. We are the living soul. And once there's a separation of the breath and, once there's a separation of the breath and the dust, then we are no longer a soul, but now death has entered. If you read also in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible there says, then shall the dust return to the earth and as it was, and the spirit return to God who gave it. So it is God who gave us the spirit. And when the spirit returns to God and the dust returns to the earth, there is no longer a soul.
And I think the word that sometimes confuses there is this idea of calling it the spirit. We then think it's the spirit of man, the soul of ours. But I think just some common sense as you're reading, I'm thinking, wait a minute. It says there, to God who gave it. God didn't give us our souls. We became the soul, says the Bible, right? And so clearly we can't go back to where we did not come from. We didn't come from heaven. I think it says somewhere else that there's only one who came from heaven, which is Jesus. So we're not all coming there. Because I'm thinking, is God having a big jar of souls that he gives to people as they are born? You know, I don't think that's what's happening. So yeah, no, thank you so much for that. I think quite a profound lesson you've opened us in an introduction to our study, helping us understand what immortality is and only God possesses it, helping us understand what death is the separation of this dust and the breath of life which God also gave. Any closing thoughts you'd want to leave with the listener as we wrap up today's study?
Indeed. It's a wonderful study, and I would like to encourage our listeners to be able to just go through the Bible and study about this mystery of death. As we wrap it up, I want to close with this text, Romans chapter 2, verse 7. In Romans chapter 2, verse 7, it talks about us as human beings, and the Bible there says we look forward to immortality. I want us to look forward to a day when Christ comes and he will give all of us immortality. That can only happen if you and I, dear friends, receive Christ as our personal savior. Receive him today, and death will not be a worry to you, because you know that one day death will die and you will receive immortality.
And you will receive immortality. And I think that's a good day to look forward to. Thank you so much, Brother Ronald. May God bless you. Until we chat again tomorrow, keep well.
Keep well. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's how we wrap up today's conversation, the study for today, trying to understand what death is all about. Did you make sense of that? Did you grasp what was being taught as we went through this conversation? We want to hear from you. What's your take on all of this?
Do you want to take part in a Bible study that can help you understand the Bible better? Tune in to Glorious Morning every Thursday and Friday at 7:20 a.m. and on Maranatha Drive every Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. for an interactive Bible study. Through these studies, you can find answers for facing the issues and challenges you deal with every day. You can also find these studies on www.voiceofprophecy.com.